Church leaders in Great Britain are calling on the government to immediately revise abortion legislation and for Catholic politicians who support abortion to act with integrity and refrain from receiving the Eucharist. The Archbishop of Edinburgh startled religious and secular press this week by revealing that up to 7 million abortions have taken place in Scotland alone since the legislation was first introduced under restrictions. Cardinal Keith Patrick O'Brien's homily on the Feast of the Visitation marked Scotland's Day for Life and the 40th anniversary of the Abortion Act. He tells us more.
At one point in your homily, you point out that the legalisation of abortion 40 years ago was under a very specific condition. Mm-hmm. It was legalised under the condition that the pregnancy threatened the life of the mother. 40 years on, you observe this is no longer the case.
I was trying to say, during our Day for Life here in Scotland, that the conditions by which the 1967 Abortion Act was passed have changed drastically over those past 40 years. We're horrified here in Scotland, thinking people are horrified at the number of abortions now, quite simply because all sorts of corners have been cut. And it's not just mothers who are in tremendous distress or babies who might be born horribly disabled or anything like that. Obviously, each and every birth is vitally important. But really, we see or we know that basically healthy babies, when there's no danger to the mother, no danger to the babies, are being aborted for what one might call social reasons. And the whole thing has got out of hand when one realises that in the past 40 years, perhaps about 7 million babies have been aborted. And according to the recent statistics, I quoted in my sermon in my cathedral that is the equivalent of a classroom of children, about 30 children per day. And headlines in one of our Edinburgh papers indicated just a few days ago with regard to the increase in abortions that it is equivalent here in Edinburgh to one teenager per day having an abortion. Now, that is a horrible situation and one which should not be occurring. And consequently, at the very least, I'm asking for a serious study of the workings of the Abortion Act and that the implementation of the Act be really tightened up so that light so-called social reasons are in no way considered a reason for having the death of an infant in its mother's womb. I view it as seriously as I would the murder of a child of 1, 2, 3 years of age, murdering a child of 1, 2, 3, 4 months or whatever in its mother's womb.
Cardinal, you said that one of the primary reasons behind the increased rate of abortions, this phenomenally high rate of abortions in Scotland, is the fact that unfortunately today's generation see abortion as another form of birth control. What do you think needs to be done to counter this mentality among the younger generations in Great Britain, and not only in Great Britain? I believe that this is a statistic which is reflected right across Western countries.
Well, I think, first of all, we must teach respect for life in all its aspects. Yes, life in the womb is the most basic form of respect for life, because if we don't allow the children to come to birth, well, obviously we're denying that fundamental basic human right. So that's the fundamental one. And then to educate our young people with regard to respect for other forms of life. Over here in Scotland, we have been intensely concerned with the Make Poverty History campaign. A quarter of a million people were marching and rallying to that call, Make Poverty History, just before the G8 summit here in Edinburgh. And I would like to think that following on education of our young people, well, the cry would gradually change to make abortion history. Our young people are so concerned about so many social issues. Another one with regard to life is, of course, nuclear weapons. And we've campaigned here in Scotland against nuclear weapons here in our islands. And all aspects of respect for life must be inculcated into our young people. Respect for life, respect for themselves, respect for their boyfriends or their girlfriends, so that abortion does become a thing of the past.
Your Eminence, quite often we hear church leaders, pastors, priests, bishops, cardinals speak out against the tragedy of abortion, almost on a daily, if not monthly basis. However, your homily seems to have really taken the press in Britain by storm. For some strange reason, your homily seems to have touched a nerve within the British press, and the reactions have been mixed, actually perhaps quite surprisingly, the reactions have been quite positive among secular press regarding your homily. Do you see this as a shift, perhaps a change in public opinion, the view of abortion?
Yes, I do think there is increased worry in society in general here in Scotland about the increased numbers of abortions. And I think one thing upsets some people, but other people realised if you don't use examples, you don't get very far. I used what I think were quite striking examples, and rather than just using figures all the time, to say the equivalent of two Dunblane massacres every day are killed. The Dunblane massacres, if you remember, it took place a few years ago when 16 children in their classroom, infant children, were shot down by a mad gunman. Well, it's the equivalent of that. Those sort of numbers are what we're talking about. And I think the realisation of just the reality of the situation is getting through to people now here in Scotland. And they realise just how many children are being killed. They realise our population is falling drastically here in Scotland, as in other places in the European world. And they're asking, well, what is causing this? Sometimes it is contraception. And as I said, some women sadly use abortion as a form of contraception, but others do realise it's abortion itself, that children are being conceived, their individuality, the reality that it is a child is not being respected, and consequently abortions are increasing day by day by day, and people in society are saying we must do something about it sooner or later. And that's why my real call is to examine the Abortion Act. Well, obviously, first of all, to repeal the Act altogether, but certainly to tighten it up utterly rigorously with regard to the conditions laid down 40 years ago, conditions which are not being observed now, and in a society which has changed so drastically over those past 40 years.